AP Radio News.
I'm Ross Simpson. In just a few minutes, Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker will become the 15th declared candidate for the GOP presidential nomination. Diplomats say a nuclear agreement with Iran is likely to be agreed upon early Tuesday. Three diplomats familiar with the talks say the announcement could come in the pre-dawn hours. According to internal Drug Enforcement Administration documents obtained by the Associated Press, U.S. authorities knew that Mexican drug kingpin Joaquin El Chapo Guzman and his associates had developed several escape plans starting almost immediately after his arrest last year. The DEA alerted Mexican officials about the plans, but that didn't stop El Chapo from escaping over the weekend through a mile-long tunnel. The retired chief of international operations at the DEA says Mexico promised the U.S. that El Chapo would never escape again after he was recaptured last year.
This is a black eye on the government of Mexico because when he was captured in 2014, the United States wanted deeply to have him extradited to the United States.
Sentencing has been postponed for 45 days in Concord, New Hampshire for El Chapo's cousin, who pleaded guilty to planning to distribute more than a ton of cocaine in the U.S. The son of a Boston police captain has been arrested in an FBI sting. He's accused of plotting to commit terrorist acts in support of ISIS. A new agreement between Greece and its lenders helped lift U.S. stocks today. The Dow gained 217 points. Puerto Rican officials and advisors are holding the first of what may be many meetings with creditors to explain why they believe it's necessary to restructure their debt. This is AP Radio News. The Pentagon has announced a plan to end the ban on transgenders serving openly in the military.
Defense Secretary Ash Carter is giving a working group 6 months to study ending the ban, starting with the presumption that transgender troops can serve openly without hurting military readiness, something former Navy pilot Bryn Tannehill, who transitioned to a woman after leaving the service, says has already been proven by ending the bans on gays and women in combat.
The result of allowing people to serve is not loss of mission capability, it's increased mission capability.
The plan gives the services time to work through questions about things including health care and physical standards. Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
The Executive Committee of the Boy Scouts of America has unanimously approved a resolution that would end the organization's blanket ban on gay adult leaders and let individual scout units set their own policy on the divisive issue. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.